One sector, of course, keeping a keen eye on the announcements made by the president would be tourism. And we're joined now by Chifiwa Chivengwa, who is the Tourism Business Council of South Africa's CEO. Chifiwa, very good morning to you. Welcome to our program as always. You must be relieved somewhat at what the president had to say last night.
Indeed, Morgana, good morning to you and to your listeners. We are relieved. We have been talking about the issues of PCR tests for fully vaccinated travelers for the past while, and we have been trying to get the government to change the regulations to make sure that, you know, we are competitive. Like our neighbors, Botswana, Namibia, and others have already adopted that stance that, you know, you don't need PCR when you're fully vaccinated. So we have been fighting particularly for that one aspect to be changed so that we can improve our inbound tourism. So we are relieved that finally we managed to change that. We are relieved that we're going to be opening for more people at events and sporting events as well. And also we have changed the social distancing to 1 meter. So that goes a long way in ensuring that tourism recovery trajectory, you know, is better than before.
How quickly does the industry accept the changes? Just before you came on, I took a call from a Gareth whose daughter is due to travel to South Africa from Scotland, and the airline seems unaware of the changes. The gazetting, I would have thought, would have happened to or will be happening throughout today, and I've just got word now that, in fact, those regulations have been formally gazetted as of last night. But how quickly does the industry respond to the changes?
Well, what needs to happen now is that, you know, those gazettes, you know, we need to read them carefully in terms of what the words say and mean. And then they have to be loaded on the airline system to make sure that all the booking system across the world, when people are checking in, the airlines have been informed that there's no longer a need for PCR requirements. So that's going to take probably some time today. There's still little processes that needs to be followed so that everything is signed off by relevant authorities. And they will be loaded. And I'm sure in the next you know, few hours, they will be loaded across the world. People should be able to check in. And those that are at the check-in counters will be able to see in the system that you only need a vaccination certificate and not a PCR test. So it's going to take a little bit of time because it was done last night. So this morning, it's full work. We need to make sure that everything is loaded. And the telemetric system, you know, shows, you know, what needs to happen when people check in. The other implementation, of course, here at home, you know, will be applicable from today. And we need to make sure that whatever we have done yesterday and the regulations do not change in the next while. Because for us in the tourism industry, what has been changed now, many people are going to be coming in the next 4, 5, 6 weeks. So we are very careful in terms of what needs to be done now and how we need to be stable, you know, in the next while to boost tourism.
We'll be speaking to the Director General in the Department of Health after 7 o'clock. But of course, we also know that there have been some draft regulations that have been proposed. Those are still out for public comment. So there isn't a sense of finality on all of this. And there's still even a requirement, for example, for people who wish to be placed under self-quarantine to submit written applications 72 hours prior the intended date into the Republic, writing to the Director General of Health. That kind of thing, surely you must still be finding frustrating.
No, absolutely. We need to look at the regulations that have been published by the Department of Health very carefully because we need to make sure that they don't have unintended consequences. It's very easy to put together regulations and then we are happy in the short term. We've got to make sure that we are happy in the long term. We've got to read it line by line, and that's what we're doing as an industry. And we've got to consult widely to say, what does it mean when you say this? For how long is it going to be there? Is it going to stifle the growth of the tourism sector, you know, and also the well-being of the society at large? So we have to be very, very careful. We have to consult widely, and we have to make sure that it makes sense. Otherwise, we're going to be having this conversation again, because it's going to be stifling the growth of tourism sectors and other sectors. So we are looking at that very closely. We're going to make sure that we comment and we're going to incorporate what has been announced by the president, because we can't go backwards, you know, in terms of regulation. We can't say today, you know, don't wear a mask when you're in public. And then we say, well, wear a mask in public after a month and a half. We've got to be consistent. We've got to make sure that it supports the growth of, you know, industries, including ours, and make sure that we don't, you know, reverse the gains that we have.
Yeah. Well, you're more optimistic than I am, because we've done that exact sort of thing before, where one regulation is announced and a change is reversed back in 5 days or less. Chifua Chifengwa, we shall see what unfolds from all of this. Tourism Business Council CEO of South Africa, Tourism Business Council of South Africa CEO there on the line.